For many people, stay-at-home rules herald a shift in the way we live, work, and shop. But in a world covered with grocery delivery bags, disinfectant wipes, and rubber gloves, it could also change what we throw away. WHYY's Hannah Chin reports.
It's easy to wash our hands or stop touching our faces. But what do we do to avoid making more trash? On one hand, the use of cleaning supplies and personal protective equipment often creates more waste than usual. Local Facebook posters report rubber gloves dumped on sidewalks or littering grocery store parking lots. On the other, many people are learning to stretch their dollars and their resources. Neighborhood groups from Jersey to Delaware turn up suggestions for washable rags and DIY disinfectants. One Pennsylvanian is taking both coronavirus and waste reduction seriously. Jessica Sierra Silva's composted, cut down on food waste, and even started to count toilet paper squares.
I think we knew that we could have lived with less. We just didn't know exactly what that meant. I think we're getting an idea.
Sierra Silva's mother lives in northern Italy, hit hard by the COVID-19 outbreak. She says that's part of why she understands the gravity of the situation and why she's taking precautions now for survival later. Hannah Chin, WHYY News.